And I bumped into her and she said, oh, it's my little boy's communion, come. And like I went there and that was just, right, you know, like all faces that you haven't seen for ages. And the minute you see them, it's still like you have never been apart kind of thing.
Yeah.
It was a bit like that. All like friends from junior school and stuff. Yeah. Who you'd have seen since you've left school. And, you know, I've been on a few nights out with them and stuff in the past 5 years, but just haven't seen them for about a year or something. And it's been, oh, we're all hugs and everything.
Yeah.
And we're going to have to keep in touch and everyone's taking everyone's phone numbers again. It's good.
That sounds quite unusual as well, because sometimes it's more common to sort of lose contact perhaps with people from...
Well, we all live in such a small area.
Yeah.
It's unusual that we don't see each other more. I think it's because we're all busy doing our own little things and, you know, you don't see them in the shop kind of thing as much anymore because everyone's working and got their own little thing going and, you know, like you do when you grow up and just one of them. But as I say, when you see them again, it's like you see them the other day. Some of the things we talk about, like, remember this and remember that? And we're just sitting there laughing. It's good.
So was there quite a big group of you then that were quite close at school?
I think in my school it was like your whole year or your whole class. Okay. We were all friends kind of thing.
Yeah.
You know, we are, and like close friends too. You know, I'd say like I've only ever had about two or three best friends. Mm. And all my other friends are just friends who, they're still good friends, you know. You mightn't tell your deepest, darkest secret to them, but you go out and have a laugh with them.
Yeah.
They're still your good mates.
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
So. Yeah. So you say you've had sort of two or three best friends.
Yeah.
So what sort of one of them you said before, special friend from when you were younger.
And I think my mate is starting to turn into like a best friend now kind of thing, because I think we've just got so much in common at the moment.
Yeah,
we're doing the same course and after exams we're like that on the phone, what did you put for that?
Yeah.
I put that, and you know, it's like goes on for sometimes. I'm like, oh my god, I've been on the phone for an hour and a half talking about coursework. But I think that's one of the main things with that we've got so much in common at the moment, so it's just like,
yeah.
But it doesn't seem like convenience, it really is a friendship kind of thing.
Yeah.
I just think that's helped us become better friends.
Yeah, and it's helped you meet, I guess, as well, like staying in the same position. Yeah.
Because
as
much as some of my best friends from when I was younger, you sort of like, just saying, as much as they're still friends, you sort of move away from them because, you know, you're doing your own thing and they've got their own families now and stuff.
Yeah.
So.
And how does that feel, like, say, when you make that move away? How does that feel?
I don't know, I've always thought it doesn't make me feel any further away from my friends. I always still think if I picked up the phone and rung them, they'd still be there and would still go, oh, are you? Kind of thing.
Yeah.
I don't know, I think as your life changes, you're just away from different people kind of thing, and you meet new people, and that's sort of what's happened.
Yeah. And so it sounds like you describe it more as a natural process.
Yeah.
You know, because you need to make room for the friendships to develop as your life changes and things as well. Yeah. So the friendship at school with, do you have a special friend or a close friend out of that group of friends?
I've got twins, me two, like, when I sort of moved off from my best friend when I was younger.
Yeah.
That's who, like, when we hung around then,
right.
And we were interested in boys then, and,
yeah.
You know, started trying to buy a bottle of cider and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And they were my special friends, they were twins.
Okay.
So it was like the pair of them. I was probably closer to one than the other.
Yeah.
One always had a boyfriend.
Okay,
right, so, yeah. And it was me and we were quite naughty sometimes, actually. But we had like a special little bond at that time.
Yeah.
Definitely, yeah.
And did that having that close friendship affect your friendship with your old school friends? Your special friends?
A lot of them went, oh yeah, you'd always go with them kind of thing. And I suppose, yeah, it stopped me from being like that with other friends, because that was it. It was just me and them all the time.
Yeah.
We'd go out looking for our own fun kind of thing.
Yeah.
Just the two of us. But we were dead good mates back then.
Yeah.
But we've sort of drifted. That's who's christening I was in the other day, one of the twins.
Ah, okay.
But it's, you know, as much as we've drifted apart, and I wouldn't say we were best friends anymore, because she's got her own mates too, and so have I, but we are still friends when we get together. It's, we have a laugh, and it's again talking about all our yesterdays and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Kind of thing, but I'd still regard her as, you know, a really good friend. Not on, we never ever had arguments or ended on bad terms. I think when I had my little boy, I lost a few friends then.
Okay.
Because I went from being young and single and happy-go-lucky and going out all the time to my mate phoning me, and I'd go, well, I can't.
Yeah.
You know, oh, can't you get a babysitter? And I'd be, well, no, I can't.
Yeah.
I can't just phone people up and go, can you mind the baby in like half an hour?
Yeah.
Go out. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? And I don't think they understood that at the time.
Yeah.
So that sort of, they were like, well, we're not ringing you no more because you never come.
Yeah.
But it was, you know.
So that was a big change then, having your child.
Yeah.
And how old were you when you had?
19.
So yeah, so still quite young for some of your friends.
Definitely, yeah. Yeah.
And how did that feel at the time when your friends? Did your friends actually actively say to you, "We're not ringing if you're not going to come out," or did it just more happen?
Yeah, I think once they did.
Yeah.
And I was like, because it was. That's what I said. You know, never ring me when you want me to come out with you. Mm-hmm. It was a bit like that. Because they were that kind of people, you know, going out all the time. And I was before I had me little boy, but things change. And, you know, I had a boyfriend then as well. And, you know, I had my own home and a family kind of thing. And it was like, I can't just go up the top of that. And I'm running home here. But I think now they sort of understand that as they've sort of got up to that now. And
yeah.
I think... I was gutted at the time though. I did feel like I lost my friends because my boyfriend is like 12 years older than me.
Yeah.
So at the time it was like, I felt like he'd had his life. Kind of thing. I was like, you've been 18 and 19 and had all your mates and done all this and now I'm there and I can't do that.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I think that made me want to come to college and come to uni and do things like that because I was so young having a baby. So there was positives and negatives.
Yeah, and sort of like now you feel like you can kind of do the things that you maybe
would have
done.
I made up and done it now because now I've got it out the way and I'm still only 25 and I'm on the first, you know, we've just finished my first year and I've probably never had a better social life in my life than now, you know.
Because like you say, now you've got different groups of friends all having you, so it's not just like, say, your schoolmates.
I think that's one thing I've got, that's it. And where I live, it's, I don't know whether you've ever heard of it, but I live in it's by Highton a bit.
Okay,
no
Highton.
And I can't wait to move, it's not very nice.
Okay.
It's just full of lads walking around with them black hats on and black coats.
Right.
You know, so I've got friends who are like that. I've got friends who are like, I went to school with, and now they're probably like, I don't know, they're probably classed as criminals or something. Mm. And I just think I've got friends from such a broad spectrum.
Yeah.
From coming to uni and that and being in college and being friendly with, you know, so many different types. I've got a friend who's doing a veterinary degree in Liverpool and, you know, and then I've got friends who've never worked a day in their lives, you know.
Yeah.
Who sometimes I think, I'm starting to think like, ooh, you know what I mean? Come on, I encourage everyone to go and do the access course.
Like,
go
like and do a federal that, spokesperson. Please.
Yeah, yeah. The college would be made up with me.
Should pay for that. I know, advertising, that would be great.
But I do, because I don't know, it upsets me by all sometimes when you just see a lack of everything.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. People haven't got a drive or nothing.
Yeah.
A lot of people just have kids and that's it. And, you know, they just sign on or whatever and get their MPs. And you think, well, that's all right. But haven't, you know, when you go, haven't you got it? Don't you want to be in it? And don't you want to do anything? But I can't make that decision for them. All I can do is go, well, I'm doing this and you should do it, you know what I mean? I just try and encourage people. But I just, now that I'm there, I just think it's mad that some of my friends that I went to school with and the way it changes and the way some of my friends are just so different. I don't think I could, there'd be some that I couldn't get together kind of thing. They'd be like, kind of thing.
I was going to say, so do you think going to uni in that sense then has affected your friendships at home because of your outlook?
No, because I don't, as much as I say stuff like that, I'm still friends with them, and I wouldn't have a bad word said. If someone else said that, I'd be going, I am going. I've had it in uni, and some people have said, and I've said, yeah, but it's different growing up on a council estate, and maybe they haven't had the opportunities you've had, and, you know, because I do think that as well.
Yeah.
I just think uni's broadened my horizons and let me, you know, it's been an opportunity to meet new people and things like that.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say I'm less closer to people I know back home.
Yeah.
Back home, as if it's Mars.
Not the road.
Yeah. But then I think there's people who've changed their opinions of me now because I went to uni as well. Okay. Who's like, just because you read books kind of thing, you know. So I just think it's, I don't know, I think as you change, just in general, as you grow older and you change, type of thing. But I don't know, I'd still class people like that. People who friends, maybe friends of mine from me, I wouldn't approve of.
Yeah.
I still class them as my friends.
Yeah.
I know what other people might think, and I could think, myself, but I don't know, I'd still invite them to my house and say, you're all right, and I haven't seen you for ages, how are you getting on? And I'm still friends with them.
Yeah.
So
you've got quite a wide kind of spectrum of friends. And how important is that to you, to have such a wide spectrum of friends?
I like it.
Yeah.
I think it just keeps you, I don't know, it's just people who you've always known, and I don't think you could, I don't know, I'd feel like a big snob if I started going, oh no, can't talk to you no more. I like it. I like having a lot of friends. I like walking out and going, hiya, kind of thing.
And people that you know around.
Definitely. Familiar faces.
So, but you mentioned wanting to move as well. So, do you think that would have an impact then on your friendships if you moved?
Maybe. I do want to move because it's like everyone's house is getting broken into, and it's more worrying about me little boy. You don't want him growing up there, because the kids, as much as we were naughty when we were kids, our naughty was like playing knock and run, and you know, it wasn't, it's we different. Didn't have guns and knives, and you know, we didn't take drugs the way they take them now, and we might have, like I said, got bottles of cider and stuff like that, or, you know, but we weren't, the sort of on a different level now, and I think it's for him, that's why I say I'd like to move, it's more for him, thinking about that.
Thinking about his future, what he's growing up around, And do you think that would have an impact on your friendships then, if you moved?
Probably, because you meet new people, don't you?
Yeah.
But I don't think it'd stop me wanting to know the people who we used to know, kind of thing.
Yeah.
I'd still want to stay in touch with pretty much, you know, a lot of people.
Yeah.
It's not just it's not just me though who lives there and who's done quite well. A few people have, and a few mates have got good jobs, or, you know, I've met a fella who's got a good job, and now they live in nice, you know, nice houses, and I'm still friends with them, and they're off the same area too.
Yeah.
So.
So you don't feel like it would, like say, it wouldn't change the friendships?
No, I don't. I wouldn't like to think so.
So. The friends that you're friends with from school, how long can you see yourself being friends with these people for?
Well, probably for as long as I see them, for as long as I'm in contact with them. For as long as I still bump into them or see them, I'm still going to be the friend kind of thing. I don't think there'd be a day that I'd bump into them and not go, oh, hi, they'd still be my friend.
Yeah.
I think there's something special about knowing someone when you were younger.
Yeah.
It's like that rawness that you properly know them kind of thing. I don't know, so I think I think childhood friendships are dead special.
Yeah, because there's something more kind of unique, isn't there, because they've known you for such a long time.
Yeah, and I think when you're a kid, there's no like, you are who you are and that's it. You don't try and pretend or try and, you know, to get it. You sort of just, it's raw, I think. It's just the person.
Yeah.
You really feel like you know someone, I think, if you've, you know them when they were younger.
Yeah, absolutely. Because I guess as you get older, you develop, you know, more kind of like
social skills and how to be.
Yeah, absolutely. Whereas when you're a kid, you know, it doesn't matter who you're friends. You're just friends because you're friends. And that's the only reason,
definitely,
isn't it?
Yeah,
what you mean with that. So you mentioned being friends with these two twins.
Yes.
And then that kind of obviously sort of fading in terms of, like you say, not being as close.
Yeah.
What do you think changed so that you kind of weren't as close to them as you were, say, at school?
I just think that sort of growing up and moving on, not me having my little boy and just not spending as much time together and not doing the things that we used to do. We used to be going out all the time and, you know, even if it was shopping or if it was going out for a drink or anything, we you know, she'd say, come round and meet my aunties. That's how I, you know, when I'd walk around and meet her there and have a cup of tea, it was just, we were sort of like, it didn't matter what we were doing, we just, I'm here and you'd walk.